Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, we're going to talk about It's All in the Name. You know, I am so excited about Easter season, and it's right here upon us. I want to remind you that on Easter Sunday morning, we'll gather at 7:30 across the street in the Sugar Hill Bowl for a wonderful time to watch the sunrise and to celebrate the resurrection outdoors in the Sugar Hill Bowl. And then at 9:30, we'll have two services here at Sugar Hill Church. And then at 11, counting our Spanish service, we'll have three services at 11. So six total services on Easter Day. And whatever you do, don't miss Good Friday. We'll gather at 7 p.m. on that Friday night. Today, it's Monday, though, and let's talk about it all being in the name. Back in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, the scripture tells us, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." I think that the takeaway is, let's be cautious how we use God's name. Using God's name with crude and obscene language is obviously inappropriate. I think we all get that concept, right? But this attempt at dragging the deity of God, the God of God, if you will, down into the sewer of our pathetic state is ignorant and embarrassing for all of us that have found ourselves using his name. But there's more subtle uses of God's name that I think at times constitute misusing and mishandling his name. It's like taking the Lord's name in vain, just in a more sophisticated or educated manner. Like, for example, be careful when you place onto God this responsibility and when you throw this kind of statement around. It's like, hey, God wants me to quit my job. What do you think? Well, I thought it was interesting. I read something by an author the other day, and this is what he said to that question. It may be true, but wouldn't a humble heart say something like, "I'm praying about quitting my job. What do you think?" In this instant, you're already seeking godly counsel. He went on to write that while in the first example, you trumped any solid advice with the God card, it's hard to question what you say with what God is telling you. Humility waits on prayerful validation from God and man. When I read that, I thought, oh my goodness. So if you look over into the book of the Psalms in chapter 69, verse 30, you read the opposite of this, where the scripture says, "I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving." Guys, ladies, listen, if any one of us decide we're going to misuse and mishandle the name of God, I think there requires a time of repentance right behind it. I was, Jenny and I were going through a fast food restaurant the other day, and so it was kind of early evening, and it was a little bit light. We went through this drive-through, and this kid was standing there beside a manager, and the manager was kind of taking care of our order, and you could tell kind of things weren't off inside, and we were both looking at each other, you know, telling what's going to be in that bag. And then I heard this young kid who was probably 16, 17, respond to the manager, and here's what he said: "Jesus Christ." And I immediately thought in my soul, wow, I don't think he meant that to glorify the name of Christ. And so I drove away and I felt this overwhelming sense of responsibility. So let me just share with you what I think I need to do about that today. I feel like I need to go back this evening in hope of seeing that young man and be able to say, I want you to understand, I think that is just blasphemy. That son, Jesus, who you used in that way, we're going to celebrate his resurrection, but you can't celebrate a resurrection until there's a death and the shedding of blood. He didn't intend for you to use his name that way. James has a good word for this in chapter 1. He says, "If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless." My friend, use his name, but use it responsibly and with great humility. I believe the Lord holds us accountable not just for our actions, but our words, because often they say more than our actions. So my friend, in the best possible way, go this Monday in the power of the resurrection. Go this Monday in the power of the name of Jesus, but not in the way I heard it in the drive-thru. The name always matters. I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 in one of our gatherings for worship. And of course, we're always streaming online at live.sugarhill.church and on Facebook. Bye now.